At last, it's the first thaw in the budget impasse in 2 years, and it could avoid another government shutdown probably for the next 2 years. And the strength of it is because it was created by Democratic Senate Budget Chair Patty Murray and the Republican House Chair Paul Ryan. Now, it doesn't raise taxes. It does put a little more money into some domestic and defense spending, but it doesn't cut enough government spending to satisfy a lot of conservatives. And we will find out later today whether the House Republicans will try to block this, because they would like to see much, much deeper cuts. But President Obama was flying back from Africa when this was announced, and he immediately announced he's embracing it.
Second thing that we have to talk about is a couple of things that might seem just kind of normal to the rest of us. A handshake and a selfie. And all of a sudden, President Obama's being criticized for both.
Well, first of all, the handshake. As he approached the podium at the Nelson Mandela Memorial, he knew that he was the first of six foreign leaders to speak. The final one was going to be the president of Cuba, Raul Castro. You know that there have been no diplomatic relations. There have been great adversaries for better than a generation. When he reached the podium, he reached out his hand and he shook Raul Castro's hand, who then seemed to speak to the president. They exchanged a few words. The White House later said that was not pre-planned, but certainly, don't you think he knew Raul Castro was there? I mean, you can't get out of that one.
Do we know yet what words were exchanged?
No, they won't tell us. They only said they were not substantive.
And then there was the photograph that was taken.
Okay. This to explain it, can imagine three middle schoolers taking a selfie. The girls in the middle, the boys on either side. In this case, it's Prime Minister Cameron of Great Britain, President Obama, and between them, the Prime Minister of Denmark, Helle Thorning-Schmidt, a tall, statuesque blonde. She's holding her camera there. They are grinning like middle schoolers. Now, what makes the picture? To the president's other side is Michelle Obama, looking steely-eyed away from the scene. It makes the picture as if she's saying, I will have none of this, which, of course, wasn't what actually was going on. But it does make it an interesting picture and kind of one of those little Kodak moments.
Are people actually criticizing the president for having taken a selfie?
No, I think they are chuckling that it looks like Michelle Obama is disapproving of the kids next to her taking the selfie.